приговор слуга народа.
The new president of Ukraine is a man who plays the president of Ukraine on TV. That's actually his TV show's theme song. Volodymyr Zelensky is a comedic actor with no government or military experience who will now preside over a country in conflict with Russia. Here to talk with me about this ironic election and the role of Russian influence over it is Nina Jankowicz, global fellow at the Wilson Center's Cannon Institute. Welcome to The Takeaway, Nina.
Thank you for having me, Tanzina.
Zelensky's lack of experience doesn't seem to have been a concern for voters. What message is this sending us from Ukraine voters?
They are looking for someone who doesn't represent the status quo, who doesn't represent the way things have been done in Ukraine for a few decades now since Ukraine's independence. And even though Zelensky is a bit of a novice, they like that blank slate. In fact, one voter in Ivano-Frankivsk told me, "I'm glad he's not making any promises because I don't want him to break them." So that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of the headspace that Ukrainian voters are coming into this with. And they're just tired of this stagnation that has characterized their lives for, you know, a couple of decades at this point.
How does Zelensky compare to the incumbent, Poroshenko?
Well, I think Petro Poroshenko is a traditional Ukrainian politician in that he was a minister before this. He came into power after the Revolution of Dignity, or as Americans might know it, the Euromaidan Revolution 5 years ago. And before all of this, before he got into politics, he owned and still owns a chocolate company. And he owns this chocolate company and is one of Ukraine's most wealthy individuals. And that is very characteristic of the way that Ukraine has done politics for a long time. Now, that's not to say that Petro Poroshenko hasn't achieved very, you know, significant reforms for Ukraine. It's just that the reforms that he has achieved have not trickled down to the normal people. Folks I was talking to out in Kryvyi Rih, especially, which is this industrial city that mines iron ore, those folks are living in a lot different conditions than what I see here in Kyiv, and especially the pensioners who are living on maybe $100 a month. They really want to see real reform. They don't want to be living hand to mouth anymore. They want to be able to retire comfortably. And that's not something that Poroshenko has really delivered on, those hopes of dignity in life in Ukraine. That's why they call it the Revolution of Dignity. And that was a lot of motivation for voters as they went to the ballot box yesterday here.
And we also, yeah, obviously Zelensky, as we've mentioned, does not have experience doing this. He's a political outsider. But is he really operating totally out of the political sphere here?
So there are a couple big questions hanging over his presidency as we wait for him to be inaugurated in early June. The first one, I would say, is his relationship with oligarch Igor Kolomoisky, who runs the TV station and owns the TV station that not only his sitcom, Servant of the People, which actually his political party is also named after, but a number of other of his television shows, which are all comedy shows, have aired on over the past couple of years. So Zelensky is this successful businessman who has a business relationship with one of the richest men in Ukraine. It's also important to note that Kolomoisky defrauded the Ukrainian people of $5.5 billion. He owned Privatbank, which was one of the largest banks in Ukraine, and that bank had to be nationalized when it was discovered that he stole that money from the Ukrainian people. So the relationship between Kolomoisky and Zelensky is really something that's hanging over Zelensky's head right now. He has said he's going to distance himself from Kolomoisky, and on his team, he has appointed the former finance minister who was in charge of that nationalization of the bank, but also on his team is one of Kolomoisky's lawyers. However, he has said this is the end of the era of greed. That was one of his slogans for the campaign. So I think voters will be very, very disappointed very quickly if it becomes clear that that relationship is closer than they would like.
Zelensky is an outsider. Does being an outsider mean that he'll be more vulnerable to outside influences, as were suggested in the Mueller report with President Trump and the Russians?
I would really hesitate to make a comparison between Zelensky and Trump. Zelensky, I think, is a true Ukrainian patriot. He has recognized time and time again that Russia is Ukraine's enemy. And again, I think the voters are going to hold him to account if he gives an inch to Russia. So that's number one there. And I know diplomats here are going to be seeking to influence him to make sure that he has the support that he needs from the West in order to continue to stand up to Russia. That being said, Russia has, you know, posited that he might be more amenable to negotiation. And Zelensky himself has said, you know, he's up for a creative solution to the Donbass conflict, which has now taken 13,000 Ukrainian lives, not only combatants, but also elderly and children. There are a lot of children who step on landmines and things out there who can't get out of the conflict zone. So I think, you know, people are eager to see this conflict come to a close, and they recognize that Petro Poroshenko's way of going about things wasn't really bringing any movement to the conflict. So they're looking for that creativity. I hope personally that Zelensky is able to surround himself with the advisors that he needs. It's not a TV series. This is lives on the line, and he needs someone who's really experienced advising him. And to his credit, he did say that he would be rolling out a Donbass peace plan in the next couple of weeks, and that he would be soliciting feedback, which has kind of been a hallmark of his campaign.
So, Nina, there was a lot of Russian influence in the last election in Ukraine. Did we see similar influence in this election?
Well, I think that a lot of the Russian influence, especially online, has moved underground in this Ukrainian election, and that's for two reasons. One, to its credit, Facebook has introduced some measures which make it a little bit more difficult for malign actors to abuse the platform in the ways they used to. And the second thing is that I think Ukrainians have become much more savvy about who is influencing them, not only online, but in their media sphere as well. And for that reason, I think pushing those Russian narratives has become a little bit harder for the Kremlin to do. And then, of course, there is a third factor, which is that actually the disinformation that I saw by and large in this election was coming from the campaigns themselves. However, I will say that a lot of it was coming from one side, and that was the losing side, the Poroshenko campaign, which I think took the gloves off as they realized that they were in kind of a bad spot here in Ukraine. And I think the fact that they were defeated so soundly is a rejection of those tactics.
I wonder if there are any lessons there for the United States as we lead up to our own elections in 2020.
There absolutely are. There absolutely are. I think it's important for us to recognize, particularly as our leaders in Congress are considering social media regulation, that disinformation is a threat, whether it comes from Russia, whether it comes from Iran, or whether it comes from, you know, inside of our own borders. And it certainly is coming from inside our own borders. And it's something we need to recognize and call out. It's a threat to democracy, no matter which way you look at it. And we need our democratic discourse to be based in fact.
Nina Jankowicz is a global fellow at the Wilson Center's Kennan Institute and has been covering the election in Ukraine with support from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Nina, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's hear a little more from that theme of Servant of the People, the show of the now Ukrainian president-elect, Volodymyr Zelensky. Pretty catchy, actually.